Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here with
Robert Johnson.
I knew who he was, but he should just introduce himself really, so that's what that was.
And we're standing here just below the Wish Tower, I think it is. Yeah. Lawns at Eastbourne. I should never go to say the date because I can never remember it when I go to say it. So it's something of 13th?
No, I thought it was later than 13th.
Yeah, it's the 13th.
13th, it is the 13th.
Saturday, 13th of August, and we're down here to see the Red Arrows performing in about 15 minutes as part of Airborne 2016, the Eastbourne Air Show.
Yeah. And if I look around me, in front of us you can hear the people on the Pebble Beach.
And the sea beyond.
You can't hear the sea beyond because there's a lot
you
of noise.
A little bit of water washing.
But lots and lots of people on the beach. All the way along here, along this promenade, there are people stood.
Promenade here is at two levels, so there's a slightly higher one behind us. And then obviously the beach below. And the lawns where they have all the static displays are another level up beyond the next promenade.
So it's quite tedious.
It is, yeah.
Good for scenic fences, I expect.
And this is these paths at the moment at this point are encircling a Martello Tower, one of the Napoleonic defences along the south coast.
Oh, right. Where's that then?
Behind you, I don't think you're going to see it.
6 months. So again, like any part of Britain, a lot of history here, I would have thought. That's just for the global audience. I don't know why history.
Sorry, I always find it a funny statement that there's a lot of history, because there's a lot of history everywhere.
In Britain, there is.
But what I mean is that everything has been here for a long time. You know, those stones on that beach have probably been here for thousands of years, so that's history.
And we're moving them around, disturbing them.
This can of Coke I'm holding is history, because it's had a past.
I meant by comparison to newer countries, really. Napoleon defences and all that. So you can hear the thing in the background, the man on the microphone getting all ready for his big show.
And we're here virtually on the centre line of the Red Arrows display. They centre it on the commentary box, which is up on the side of the lawns.
So can they see that when they come in and stuff?
Yeah.
The speed they go as well.
I think, to be honest, they're probably actually looking at the tower as much as they're looking at the commentary box. But it's a pretty big landmark, really.
I probably wouldn't see it.
But then we wouldn't generally be given the controls of fighter jets. You'd hope not, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love it. I mean, if somebody said, here's a fighter jet, go and fly it. I might not ever come back, but I'd give it a go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it would be worth a punt, wouldn't it?
Just eject when you get fed up and can't find the runway.
So it's probably the most exciting and the most risky thing you could ever do in your life. As I say, a lot going on. This is a long promenade by the looks of things.
It's very long. I think we'll walk in the opposite direction when we're finished to go up to Sovereign Harbour.
Yeah, because that's where we'll be later on. So I'll pause for a bit, and then when this kicks off, we'll come back to you. So I will speak to you in a little while. Oh, so this, we're back. This girl was just going, you're listening to the very best of music on Airborne FM. And then the bloke just wham, and interrupted it to tell us that the show is about to start with the Red Arrows. It is very cloudy here, so Robert reckons we'll just get like a half display, like a cloud oriented display, although the sun is trying to battle its way through. So I'm going to point towards a speaker, but essentially try and see what we can...
Sometimes they come from the seaward direction, sometimes they come from behind you.
So what I've done is I'm pointing the mics as if we're parallel with the seafront. We'll see how that goes. We do have some mobile phone issue here. Okay, so I switched the mobile phone signal off so we get no interruptions.
Ah, yes, it's a very good idea.
It's
pretty windy, so we'll do our best, but
we're doing all right.
Should definitely hear the jets come by anyway. And then there's some typhoons after that, I believe. A typhoon. So I brought the mic down a little bit as well, because so we can try and avoid a distortion if possible. So we'll see how we get on. Yes, we are. Oh, okay. We get some fancy music.
What amazes me is you don't have a clue where they are at the moment. You can't hear them anywhere. Oh, okay. On time, apparently.
Oh, okay. So
they're at Beacon Hill at the moment, which is
where, near where we live, where Claire and I live,
and they're
4 minutes late, apparently.
So that's what I was saying earlier.
They've got
So they've got three types of display. They've got a big loop, one with loops, one with a rolling display, which is more sort of corkscrews and stuff.
Yeah.
And they've got a flat display. And it was saying that they wouldn't be able to do a looping one at all today because they haven't got enough height space. There's something going on at above 5,000 feet.
Oh, right.
I didn't quite catch what he said it was. And if the cloud cover keeps on coming over, then we might end up with a flat display, which is what I suggested.
Yeah. That's incredible, though. There's something. There's enough going on, 5,000 feet above us, that we have no idea about.
Yeah.
That means the arrows can't do what they would have done because of restricted airspace. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
What? Can you just
push
your left
a
titchy bit?
Yeah. Usher, over. Usher, come on here. Usher. That's it. That's it.
That's all you need to do, Usher. Yeah, I mean, if anything, the cloud's getting worse.
Yeah.
So.
1 minute away.
Yeah. Lots of wind, sorry guys. Right, Usher, come here. Come around. Stand. Ever the professional. Let's have some music while we wait.
Yeah.
I can see things out to sea, but I have no idea what they are.
Oops.
Maybe.
There's a sovereign lighthouse out there somewhere, which looks like a platform.
I can see something that's got, I can just see two parts to it sticking up. No idea what it is. And there's more along to the right.
being late. I mean,
I know.
No wonder we.
The country's gone to racket.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, yes. That's it. Coming to
even the Air Force can't turn up on time.
When the red arrows are 4 minutes late.
Out to sea now. Coming back.
It appears the seagulls might have arrival. You can hear the voice of Red One there. She gets to the right hand turn. Of course, the pilot is in shuttle formation. Now, believe me, behind that cloud, they are forming the shape of a space shuttle. Three aircraft collapsing on each side. They feed around 6 feet away from each other. Right hand turn. They're going to drop out of the clouds. Coming and fly.
Got that last pass, that would be amazing. So we're all flying together parallel.
Tornado bomber force. Still on clear enough.
says to an error to play, ladies and gentlemen. Did we all enjoy that?
Yeah.
Well, that is about getting
from
Metro, who starts splitting down into sections of between 2 and 7 aircraft as an even more dynamic performing. Out of the front now, we form the big T-shape, that's known as Dagger. The front Dagger are with 1 to 5, they're known as Enid, after their Enid Light, the famous five. The back of the big T-shape, the straight line, through the clouds, are red 6, 7, 8, 9. They're collectively known as Gibbo. Gibbo was the nickname of the gentleman who first led the back four aircraft in the air, started flying 1903.
Don't about to switch to white smoke. This is the revolution.
Once again, on comes the white smoke. Get ready for the carousel! shortly. Get ready, here comes the shadows of the smoke, you can see it. Get your cameras ready, this is the Vixen Break. You've been watching the Royal Air Force Aerobatic Team, the Red Arrow!
Nothing overdone, you know.
Very much appreciated. appreciative.
Well, do not go anywhere.
I think the nice thing with the red arrows is that it's one of these things that goes down for generations. Everybody remembers seeing them at some point.
Yeah. You have to, don't you?
I mean, my dad remembers seeing them when he was very young in Brighton and flying down over the town.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we do. I mean, I remember when I was a teenager seeing them flying, and they weren't on a display. They're on the way somewhere. We're up in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
It's amazing where they get to, you know, and presume they can fit a few displays in a day.
We should tell Claire that they're on their way back to Biggin Hill if she wants to look out the...
Yeah, yeah. Hang on then, I'll phone her. Right, that's it for a second.
I did a Facebook Live during that.